And he was a person that was close to the Rav and his Talmidim, the Salvation and his Talmidim. And some people were wondering if on Shabbos he was going to have his Gabbai in the Shul say the Mishaberach for Medinas Yisrael. And as Shabbosim went on, he didn't. He had the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, but no Mishaberach for Medinas Yisrael. And some people approached him. They said, you know, based upon your general resume, it seems like we should be saying the Mishaberach for Medinas Yisrael. And he said, you're right, really we should, but if I do, I'm not going to get the right type of voice. And whatever your take is on the story, it shows us that unfortunately in Klal Yisrael, even if you're setting up a yeshiva which is based upon Torah, often politics is intertwined. We live in a marble-cake world, where black and white, pro and con, foul is fair is foul. The concepts of what your political views are sometimes can direct those that will associate with you and those that will not. And perhaps you might think the Rosh Yeshiva was right. He has to keep the integrity of Torah and open to the wider spectrum. Others might think that those that subjected him to the query were correct. Those that asked him, what about being honest to yourself? I'll leave that for you to decide. But the concept, the very fact that you see that sometimes when you're setting up a yeshiva, when any other involvement, there's so much of an involvement of politics together with Torah, reminds us that perhaps, like no other topic in recent Jewish history, the idea of Eretz Yisrael, Israel, being pro-Israel, or not necessarily as pro-Israel, is not just a political or halachic debate, but it intertwines all of them. Today we're going to discuss the idea of Eretz Yisrael just from a halachic perspective, leaving aside quasi-halachic ideas, agadic issues, political ideas as far as what one thinks, as far as Jews ascending forcibly to Eretz Yisrael. What does the Torah say? What does Chazal tell us? How important is it for all of us to have Kol Yom Rishon in Yerushalayim? Meaning, perhaps, although we're enjoying the coffee, enjoying the fruit, or maybe more embarrassingly, the Rodolach, maybe we should be in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we're in violation of a commandment by not being there. On the other hand, maybe we're sitting pretty. Maybe there's really nothing wrong. There have been, for the past 2,000 years, the Golos Jew is much more well represented than the Yid in Eretz Yisrael. The population outside of Israel was phenomenally, exponentially more than those that were in Israel. So, we have what to rely on. What does the Halakha say about it? The first source that we're going to examine is a very interesting source. To an extent, it's a little bit unique to read. Given my personal background, aside from giving shiur in yeshiva, I'm also a therapist. I focus primarily on premarital dating, as well as postmarital relationships, as well as individual therapy. And if a couple would come to me and say we're having a major issue in our marriage, the usual response is not, okay, well, then you get divorced. You're not sure if you made early Shabbos or late Shabbos, you get divorced. That's how you resolve most issues. There'll be no issue anymore. Usually you try to work it out based upon perhaps your specific bias in therapy. You might pursue childhood ideals, their concrete aspects of their relationships, their general history, their present. But you'll try to resolve it somehow. What if a couple had went through therapy and no matter what, they couldn't resolve the following issue? The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tuf Yud Amud Beis tells us, for some reason, one of them absolutely, positively wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. The other one says, no way. Life is good. I am not going. So again, hopefully, a semi-talented therapist should try to help them get closer. And the idea would be that through arguments, instead of breaking up the marriage, you're able to enhance the relationship. What if all else fails, doesn't work? Says the Gemara, source 1, Ksubas Tuf Yud Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Hu Omer Lalos. He says, move to Eretz Yisrael. Yomeris, Shalal Lalos. She says, nope, I'm not going. Kofin Oso Lalos. We tell her, you must ascend. Bimlav, Teitse Bilo Ksuba. She has a din of a Moredes. Moredes is a woman that is standing between her husband and his Kiyum HaMitzvos. So, if she's telling him he can't go to Eretz Yisrael, she leaves without a ksuba. He can divorce her. She doesn't get the benefit of a ksuba. The purpose of a ksuba is to make sure her husband does not divorce his wife unnecessarily. But here we say, you're well within your right to divorce her. Tetzi bo ksuba. Get divorced without a ksuba. What about the other way around? Hi omer es lalos. She says, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hi omer. Nope. Life is good here. Shalal lalos. I don't want to go up. Kofen oso lalos. we force him to grow up, bin lav, and if not, yotzi, he's forced to divorce her, yitin ksuba, and pay the ksuba. He's forced to divorce her to let her be free to grow up to Eretz Yisrael. Now again, this is not the most ideal situation in a marriage. Hopefully nothing should be tremendously forced. You can imagine that there would not be such marital harmony and phenomenal bliss in the marriage if one of them is forced to move to Eretz Yisrael. But from a halakhic perspective, what the Gemara is clearly telling us is that if either one demands that the other move to Eretz Yisrael, halakhically, they're allowed to demand to such an extent that if one stops, is intransigent, and says, I will not going to do it, we can divorce, force them to divorce, and they have a penalty of ksuba or no ksuba. What does that tell you about Eretz Yisrael? Seems pretty clear it's an ideal. But ostensibly, it seems like it's a very important ideal. It's a requirement. In fact, the Ramban says, from this source we see, that there's a requirement for every Jew to live in Israel. And if one spouse stands between the other and Kiyam HaMitzvah, you can divorce. In the Ramban that we'll see inside in a minute, this is really no different than, let's say, a wife says to her husband, this year, you know, Pesach's coming, I know we had two others this year, so I had more time to get ready, but I have more shalachmanos also, and I'm more stressed. We're not doing Pesach this year. 1 year, we'll have chametz. No one will notice, we'll buy those matzahs that are chametzik anyway, they look like matzah, and we'll skip Pesach, chas v'sholom. So that's called the maredes. She can't undermine her husband's kiyum mitzvos. Chas v'sholom, the husband can't do it either. But if the wife says, I'm sorry, dear, we have no money this year, there's no way you're buying Luvin Esrog. Don't even think of taking Luvin Esrog, don't even use one in the shul. So chas v'sholom, if a husband or wife would have such a terrible disagreement in a marriage, that's a mored maredes. They're rebelling against Hashem and against each other. So they're allowed to divorce each other. Says the Ramban, if a husband or wife stands between the spouse and keeping the mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael, it's no different. Says the Ramban, where do I know this from? Source 2. In the end of Bamidbar, Parshas Maaseh, the end of Bamidbar, right before Dvarim. Dvarim is all Moshe Rabbeinu's Baal Gift to be addressed. That's how he addressed Klal Yisrael before he passed away. Moshe tells the Jews again, just know, you're about to go to Eretz Yisrael. Source 2, Pasuk Nun. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe. Ba'arvos Moav, the plains of Moav, so close to Eretz Yisrael, but so far. Moshe was never privileged to go into Eretz Yisrael. Al Yarden Yerecho Lemor, right on the border of the Yarden, just a few kilometers, he'd be in Eretz Yisrael, but Moshe could not traverse the Yarden. But Moshe said, Daber El B'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, says Hashem. V'amrat Eliyim, tell them, Ki Atem, you Jews, don't have my restriction. Over Misa Yarden, you're going to pass over the Yarden, or it's Canaan, to the land of Canaan. Pasuk Nun Gimel, what are you doing, Canaan? In the bold, V'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem ba. Inherit the land and dwell in it. Yes, there are seven nations that are going to make it difficult to move into Eretz Israel. Conquer them. Assert yourselves. I'll protect you. V'horashtem es ha'aretz. Inherit the land v'yishavtem ba and dwell in it. Kilechem nasati sa'aretz. Just to you I've given the land. L'resha sosa. To inherit it. The beautiful words that Moshe tells the Jewish people, says the Ramban in Source 3, are not just pontification. They're not just theoretical ideas. You know, go into Israel, says the Ramban, starting in the bold, Al da'ati, in my opinion, zu mitzvas asehi. This is a biblical requirement. One of the tayag mitzvos that were commanded is to live in Israel. V'horashtem osa, inherit the land, v'yashavtem ba, and dwell in it. Yitzaveh osam, God is commanding the Jews, sheyeshvu be'eretz v'yirshu osa. They should dwell in the land and inherit it, ki hi nisuno lahem, because it is given to them. And God forbid if they would not do that, v'lo yimasu, they should not despise v'naklas Hashem, the heritage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, this source of Harashtim Asa'aretz V'yashavtim Ba is a biblical commandment. One of the Tayag mitzvos is for each one of us to live in Israel. And says the Ramban, not only is it a pasuk, how do I know my pshat is right? That's the Gemara we just saw in Ksuvos. Skipping to the next part of the Ramban in the bold, it's for that reason, V'adonu Kimoredes Ha'isha she'ena rotza lalos im bala l'eretz Yisrael. That's the reason that if a woman stops her husband from moving to Israel, she's considered maredes, she's being rebellious. V'cheina ish, likewise if the husband is stopping his wife from moving to Eretz Yisrael. V'kan, in this pasuk, nitzavinu b'mitzvah hazo. This is where we're commanded to do this mitzvah. The Ramban tells us that the reason, the Nora and Kesubos, is very simple. Why is it that a husband and wife must follow the other spouse to Israel? Because it's no different than the lulav or matzah. It is a biblical requirement. Wow. According to Ramban, no ifs, ands, or buts. This is a requirement. In fact, it's not just the Ramban in his parish on Chumash, but the Ramban, likewise, has a Sefer Mitzvos. We know many of the Rishonim tried to codify what are the exact 630 Mitzvos that Chazal talk about. We know that Torah Tzivon Moshe, Moshe gave us Torah, Torah is Gematria of 611, aside from the first two Dibros that Hashem said, so Torah plus two is Taryag. Based on that, the Medrash tells us, Torah, Tzivul and Moshe, Moshe told us 611, God told us 2, 630 mitzvahs the Jews were told on Har Sinai. What are the 613? Major debate. Many of the Rishonim have Sifrei HaMitzvos trying to tell us what are the 613, and not everyone has the exact same agreement on what they are. The Rambam, one of the most famous ones, has what he considers the 613 mitzvahs. And the Ramban, in some of them, says, Rambam, you're mostly right. Here you're wrong. Here you took out a mitzvah. You should have put this one in. Here you added a mitzvah. You should have taken one out. And the Ramban has hasagos. He edits the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvos. In source 4, the Ramban says he thinks one of the mitzvos that the Rambam forgot to count, but it should have counted, is this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramban, Mitzvah Revius, the fourth mitzvah of the less than 10 that the Rambam should have counted but didn't, Shenes Tavinu L'Reshes Ha'aretz, were commanded to inherit the land of Shenasan Hashal Yisparach Yisala L'Avoseinu, that God gave to our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. V'lo Nazov Yadzu L'Aseinu Menu Umos, Oloshamama, we shouldn't leave it in one of the hands of the other nations, or desolate. V'hu Amaro Lahem, that is what the Torah said, inherit the land and dwell in it. Inherit the land, says the Ramban, is a positive commandment. Who left it out? The Rambam. This is very much the Ramban l'shitaso. The same opinion of the Ramban. Not only in his commentary to Chumash does it say it's a commandment, but in the counting of the 613, for some reason the Rambam leaves it out, says the Ramban, you're wrong. This is one of the 630 mitzvos were all required to do. In fact, the Ramban buttresses his point towards the end in the bold with a story. The Sifrei says, Maisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Rabbi Masa ben Cheresh, Rechanya ben Ochi, Yeshua, Rabbi Nassan, these five Tanaim, Shayotzin Chutzlaretz. They were leaving out at the border, out of Israel. Yudio Lepatia, they came to the border of Zachris Eretz Yisrael. They remembered Eretz Yisrael. Vizachris Enehem, they looked up, they picked up their eyes. Vizodru the Mosehen, and they filled up with tears. Vitaru Bedeim, and they ripped their clothing. Vitaru Amitrazeh, they read this pasuk to themselves. Vyirishta Vyashavta Ba, you inherit the land and you dwell in it. Vishamarta Lasos, you keep the mitzvos. And they said, Amru, they said, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, Shkua, Knegat Kol, HaMitzvot Shabbatorah. Living in Israel alone is parallel to all 613 other mitzvos. And they tried, they said, here we are leaving Israel. Chaval, what a privilege it would be to be there. Says the Ramban, why were they so upset? Because they knew that they were absolving themselves of one of the 613 commandments they're supposed to do. In fact, they even said more. It's Geneged, all 630 mitzvos. That's how powerful living in Israel is. So the Ramban is pretty unequivocal. Ramban's opinion is, for some reason, all of us are here, but we really shouldn't be. Says the Ramban, it's a commandment we have. He says it in his parish on Chumash, as well as in his counting of the mitzvos. This is part of being a Jew. Put on tefillin, eat matzah, take lulav, you live in Israel. That's the approach of the Ramban. So, what are we doing here? How do we defend ourselves? Maybe we don't pass on like the Ramban. What would the Ramban say? It's interesting, if you look at the Ramban's own life, the Ramban grew up in Spain. The Ramban unfortunately experienced the ravishing wars in Spain that existed for much of the Middle Ages. Ramban had the debate to defend Judaism against Christianity with Pablo Tristiani, famous debate. Ramban eventually left Spain and took the arduous journey to Eretz Israel. In the year 1267, 700 years before the paratroopers miraculously came to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh and said, Haravayit Biadenu, the Ramban came to the port of Akko and touched Eretz Israel for the first time. The Ramban was on in years, and he was zochet to move from Akko eventually to Yerushalayim. And he left something, aside from his beautiful drushos that he talks about Eretz Israel, for all of us. If you go to the Jewish quarter now, there's the Ramban Shul. Started by the Ramban when he came to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. So the Ramban was not merely philosophical. The Ramban himself came to Eretz Israel. He says the mitzvah, and he did it.
He couldn't get a minion.
Couldn't get a minion, unfortunately. Nebuch. But what about the Ramban himself? The Ramban didn't grow up, reach bar mitzvah, and say, okay, I'm now bar mitzvah, I'm going to move to Eretz Israel. It's a mitzvah that I have to do. Even when he's 20, 30, the Ramban only did it much later in life. So the Ramban, yes, on the one hand, his life is a riot that he was supposed to be in Eretz Israel. He did it. On the other hand, what about all the other years that he wasn't in Eretz Israel?
He only left when he was threatened with his life.
After the debate where he had to leave, once he left, he moved to Eretz Israel. So what do we see within the Ramban? The simple answer is, yeah, the Ramban couldn't go on a plane and just move to Eretz Israel. There was no nefesh v'nefesh in those days. It was much harder. Okay, maybe it's an anus. It's possible also the Ramban understands, possibly, that there are certain mitzvahs that are not requirements day by day, but they're requirements to an extent within your life. Perhaps, for example, it's a mashal madorah, like Sefer Torah, maybe sometime, even Bris Mila. Bris Mila is really a chiyuv. When does a person get karis rachman al-tan if he doesn't do Bris Mila? If throughout his life he does pashtus, if he doesn't have a Bris Mila, the day he dies, then it's a chiyuv karis. It doesn't mean
that's right.
It's a discussion, but just as a mashal, the concept of saying that a person is not in violation of day eight, but only if he doesn't do it through his life. Perhaps as the Ramban says, it's an ideal for a person to do sometime in his life. This would be the retiring in Eretz Yisrael approach. A person retires in Eretz Yisrael, okay, they're keeping the Ramban like the Ramban did. But more simply, it would push it. Shot would be the Ramban says yes, it's a requirement, but with the idea of anus, if you really can't do it, then. Other mitzvahs say also, you might not have to do if you're anus, if you're forced not to do it. So the Ramban also said he thought the Jews were forced. So on the one hand, the Ramban's life is a proof that one should be there. On the other hand, the fact that he wasn't there for many years might seem to suggest otherwise. But we do see that within the Ramban's works, requirement. We are supposed to be in Eretz Israel. But from the Rambam, the very fact the Rambam left it out might lead us to believe, very nice Ramban, but you're a marginal approach. Your approach is, you're Tzioni. You think we should move to Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam didn't count it. So if the Rambam didn't count it, that means the Rambam thinks there's no requirement for Jews to be in Israel. In fact, the Rambam was pretty close. Where the Rambam, a century before the Ramban moved to Israel, where was the Rambam?
Egypt.
In Egypt. So he was close, but no cigar. In fact, there's a famous tshuva that the Rambam writes that every day he's fulfilling three averos. One of them is by living. One of them is living in Egypt. You shouldn't live in Egypt. The other one is not living in Eretz Israel. Where does this tshuva exist? It doesn't. It's part of the general lore that exists. But as far as my research, I've not been able to find the tshuva. I don't think it exists. It's one of the apocrypha that exists in general about the Rambam. So the Rambam might have said it, but we don't have any source. If you heard that story. Perhaps he said it. Could be Mipi HaShmua sometime. Someone heard it from the Rambam that eventually was heard. But there's no specific quote that I know of. I think research has not found this tshuva to be extant b'zman hazeh. But either way, the Rambam does not quote the Chiyuv in Eretz Yisrael altogether. In fact, the Rambam subject of a big debate. Sorry? So it could be. Well, let's see. We'll see what the approach of the Rambam is going to be. Unclear. The most famous approach in the Rambam is the approach of the Megillas Esther. Nothing to do with Megillas Esther that is we're going to be in Purim in 2 weeks. Blessed Hashem. Megillas Esther is a commentary to the Ramban, to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot. He defends the Rambam from all the questions the Ramban and others asked on the Rambam. He says, Ramban, do you know why the Rambam didn't quote the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? He simply holds, it's not a requirement. Well, it was a requirement, temporarily, when the Jews were going into Eretz Yisrael, but by now, it's not a requirement. Says the Megillas Esther, source 5, nearly, it seems to me the reason the Rambam didn't quote it, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, lo nahaga, did not exist. Rakhmi me Moshe, the Yeshua, the David, during the days of the Jews pre Beis Hamikdash, the Chosman Shlo Golam Me'artzam, before the Golus. Aval Acher She Golam Me'alad Masam, once we put into Golus, Ein Mitzvah Zu Nehagos L'Doros. This mitzvah is simply not a requirement for you and I. Once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it is not a requirement altogether. Ad Eis Bo Mashiach, the Mashiach comes again and brings us back to Eretz Yisrael. So Ramban, you want to know why the Rambam didn't quote it? Because it's not a mitzvah. And he says, further, in the next part in the bold, Ramban, you were so impressed with those five Tanoim that ripped their clothing when they came out of Eretz Israel. You see, it's a mitzvah, says the Megillas Esther. I had a simple solution. If they really thought it's a mitzvah, what should they have done? Stay! Says the Megillas Esther. Haraya, mimashtaris b'gdeyem. Proof is from the fact that they ripped their clothing. Shinira, it seems al churban hayu misadvim. They were crying about the churban. Bizman azeh, we can't fulfill the mitzvah. Not the fact that they themselves personally are leaving Eretz Yisrael, but the fact that it's not a requirement altogether. Shemitzu zu hayisun hadis amal churban. If the mitzvah actually exists after the churban, lamabachu b'taris b'dayim. Don't be emotional. Be practical. Don't leave. So says the Megillas Esther. Ramban, you might think it's a mitzvah to be in Israel, but the Rambam simply holds it's not a requirement altogether.
Maybe they were forced to leave for some other reason.
Right, could be. Really, it's not.
We don't
right.
know. Statement of the Megillas Esther is not compelling.
Correct, it's not compelling. It's hard to know. He's trying to just deflate the Ramban's raya. Yes, you're right, it's not compelling. There's no way. It could be they had an honest, some sort of honest. Nebuch, the situation in Israel was very hard.
He's disregarding the last part of what they said. The Karu bin Rashta bin Shaptabah.
So, right, the Megillas Esther would say that means it would be so nice if we had that mitzvah nowadays altogether. Mm-hmm. Meaning, you're right, but either way, there's clearly no raya. But that's the suggestion.
I don't know if you're going to mention it. There's an epilogue to the story.
From the Medrash, what's the epilogue?
No. That there's a girsa that was found that the Megillas Esther didn't have that says that that's exactly what they did.
They turned around.
And then they went.
They turned around. Oh, okay. There, so then, beautiful. So is that a raya? Which way or the other is that a raya? That there's a. That's what it sounds like. So, right. Okay, but you mean saying why would they even bother going? Right.
Yeah. What's the concept of shkula? What if I say, okay, listen, I want to go to Israel, I'll be Mikhaimo, and maybe I won't be Mikhaimo with the other, but I'll throw in a few others. You know, and I'll be coming out ahead. You know, if Eretz Israel is shkula, then I'm a shkula, plus I've done a couple of other stuff.
Right, so it's hard to know what shkula really means. There are those that sometimes make fun of they. When Zionism became more popular in a lot of the modern Orthodox schools, some pointed out this was a derision of, haha, they're so pro-Zionist, they're willing to forego other mitzvos. Eretz Yisrael can have no mitzvos, so they don't do other things. They'll teach the kids, you can be pro-Zioni, and everything else just goes by the wayside. So you have to know what it means, shkula. It seems to mean it's very, very important. What does it mean exactly? Right, it's hard to really know.
Shkula, but it's concept of being weighed. It weighs more.
Right, shkula, right, what is it? Right, it's hard to know. Before this year's over, we'll get at least one shot, but it's still hard to know. It's really an overarching, at least for Eretz Yisrael. But the concept is hard to really know. What does it mean, shkula?
Does it revolve around how you define Yerusha? Because that's the basis of the custom, right?
So correct.
What is Yerusha?
Correct.
A regular inheritance. I don't inherit until a certain event occurs.
Right, or, to flip what you're saying, the Megillas Esther says, to look at the whole pasuk is talking about the fact that you must go and chase out the Goyim, chase out the seven nations, you have to directly oppose them, inherit the land forcibly. That's the requirement. Not that every Jew needs to be there, so first of all, it's only on the Tzibur, not on a Yachid, and it's only at the time we need to go into Eretz Yisrael then. That's the point that the Megillas Esther is saying, really based upon the context of Harashtim. Correct. Others, but the Ramban clearly says that he thinks that it is a requirement way beyond, and he says clearly, the Ramban says that the Yachid, the Kolzman, correct. That fulcrum is a very powerful point within the debate. But it seems the Rambam clearly holds, according to Megillas Esther, there's no requirement. Then I have a question for you. Look at source 6. What was the Ramban's raya that there is a mitzvah to be in Eretz Israel? The Gemara in the Ksubas, the lack of marital harmony. So according to what we're saying, should the Rambam quote that Gemara, that there's a requirement for a husband to force his wife and wife to force the husband? It shouldn't be quoted. Because that was the Ramban's source that says it's a mitzvah. It's not, if you say it's not a mitzvah, that should not be halacha ma'aseh. But look in source 6, the Rambam Hilchos Ishus Pashtin, the exact Gemara. Control X, Control V, cut and pasted, right onto the pages of the Rambam. Amar Hayishla Alos, Eretz Yisrael v'hiena rotza teitzei bo ksuba. I'm not going to read the whole Rambam, but the Rambam says, lach, stock, and barrel, the entire Gemara. Husband forces his wife, wife forces husband. So what's pshat? If you don't take the Ramban's extreme approach, that it's an absolute mitzvah, how can the Rambam still say that husband and wife, if all else fails, could force each other to move to Eretz Yisrael? What is pshat in the Rambam? How can that be? What do you think?
Well, he adds something here the Ramban didn't have before. He adds part of Yerushalayim.
That's true. That's also true.
And,
right.
And even if you say it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, it would be difficult to say there's an additional mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim.
Absolutely.
So they may, perhaps that's a context to understand the Rambam.
Correct. So you're 100% right. So what does the Rambam seem to be saying? Well, rather than say it's an objective mitzvah,
well, no, because you could say there's Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and then Milo Mikan is Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Milo Mikan, Kedusha of Harabayas.
Correct.
And so on and so
meaning
on.
There's a certain idea that there's an ideal in Judaism that you're supposed to be in Israel. It's not a mitzvah per se, but it's an ideal. Just like Yerushalayim is not a mitzvah, but that's, you can understand a person has a yearning to be there. That's enough. We're going to say that itself is a requirement. And just as a word of caution.
That makes it stronger. That makes the Ramban even stronger.
No, it makes
it
weaker.
If you interpret it that way, if you say that it's a chiyuv not only to be in Israel, but even in Yerushalayim, but close to the Harabayas.
So,
and if it is an ideal, then how can you say that you would force an Indian of Gittin in a situation that is merely an ideal?
Correct. So it seems like, really, it's funny, to an extent we're shackled sometimes by the word mitzvah. The word mitzvah is used in many different terms for many different things. For example, the Moni HaMitzvos talk about mitzvah, that means one of the 613 requirements, but there are way more than 613 requirements, which is why the Rambam has several kolim. This is a mitzvah, I'm not going to count this one, I don't count this one. There are certain things that are not counted, even though they are requirements, they're not part of the taryag. Meaning, sometimes the word mitzvah just means one of the 613 principles that Hashem told the Jews on Har Sinai. Sometimes the word mitzvah means an absolute requirement. So if mitzvah means mitzvah means a good idea. Like if I hold the door open for you, if you have a cup of coffee and I hold the door open, that's a mitzvah. What does that mean? Is that a requirement? It's a nice thing to do. It would be obnoxious for me not to. It's also, maybe if I'm in a rush, I don't have to. Mitzvah is a more general idea. Sometimes. Rishus.
Yes.
Somewhat. So, to an extent, the word mitzvah is a bit hard to... What was the point that you were saying? Sorry? So you're pointing at me. Sometimes there are mitzvahs that are yisodos. That's what the Rambam writes. That's a famous book of the Rambam and Ramban. What about the mitzvah of Amun of Hashem? Anokh Hashem al-Kapha. So the Ramban says it's a mitzvah. Rambam says the Rambam doesn't count it. So the simple answer for the Rambam not counting it is because the Rambam says it's such a prerequisite, so you don't even have to count it. That's, if you don't believe that there's a melech, then what is his tzivuyim for?
Use the same concept, the shkula k'neged kol mitzvah.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. That's the point I was going to say before. I was talking about before. Could be here, shkula just means that the way to keep all tariq mitzvahs is only in Eretz Yisrael. We're unfortunately so deprived of many mitzvahs. Whether you believe it's a mitzvah or not to be in Eretz Yisrael, it's a background for so many mitzvahs. That could be the simple pshat shtula, meaning the only way the background for keeping all taryag is only in Eretz Yisrael, at least here. It doesn't apply to other times when we have shtula. That's a simple approach for shtula. That could be the ideal, yes. Also, right, that's the approach that the Achronim say, is that even Yishuv, does Yishuv mean visiting for a bit of time, actually working the land? What does Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael mean? Throughout the generations, many people tried to give money to Eretz Yisrael, to be Mekayim Yishuv, by having others be there. Let's move on a little bit and see the, before, let's talk about some questions for a little bit so we can move on before the, so let's just hold off a little bit so we can, because the time is up, and Nassim will get all upset if we're...
Isn't there a point of view that those who live outside Eretz Yisrael is like a Avodah Zarah?
Oh, fantastic. We'll get there. Baruch Shivanti. That's not an interruption. That's the next point we're going to see. The Rambam says, before we see the approach on the next page, let's buttress the point of the Rambam. So far we're suggesting the Rambam understands that might not be a mitzvah, meaning direct requirement, mitzvah that we must do, but mitzvah meaning it's a very good ideal. The ideal of a Jewish person is to be in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, it's not an absolute requirement, but the Rambam also agrees that the default position of every Jewish man and woman is to be in Israel. Yes, it's not the same mitzvah as the Ramban would say, requirement, but it is objectively where we should all be. It's a very basic religious ideal. Whether it's technically the background for all mitzvahs or not, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, he presumed that Jews are going to be in Israel. That's the Pashup Shah. And therefore, you're right, if a person is outside of Israel, it's not a violation, but clearly the Ratzon Hashem is that Jews should be in Israel, to the extent that if a husband or wife wants to move there, that's the ideal. They can stop their spouse from moving to Eretz Israel. So is it a mitzvah in the most capital mem sense? Mitzvah requirement? No. Is it a mitzvah of the Taryag? No, but is a mitzvah meaning good deed? That's where Jews should be? The Rambam agrees almost with the Ramban, absolutely. That's why husbands and wives should force each other to move. In fact, look at source 7. The Rambam, remember, was written as a halachic sefer. Rambam is quoting Lahalacha. The Rambam is Lahalacha. Every so often, at the end of most major siddurim of the Rambam, most parts of Halacha, he ends up with a little bit of hashtafa. Most notably, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav, Hilchos Hanukkah, Hilchos Mikvos. Very often, the Rambam ends up with a little bit of hashtafa towards the end of a halacha. But here we have three halachos almost that are just hashtafa. The end of Hilchos Malachim, towards the middle of the end of the Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says, Halachotes. We're not going to read the whole thing, but Asur Latzeis me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael. That's the halacha. Either Rambam, he wasn't there in the first place, although he was there for a short time. Halacha Yud, turn to the next part of the page. This is a halacha. Look at the halacha. The Rambam says, V'dolei hachachamim hayu menashtin al tchumei Eretz Yisrael. The greatest sages used to kiss the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. U'menashtin avaneha. They used to kiss at stones. U'mezgaldun al afra. Used to roll around in its dirt. Thus, thank you. The question is, halacha? Atan. That's the end of this halacha in the Rambam. Very strange. That's the entire halacha. Halacha doesn't say you should go roll around in the dirt. You should go kiss the tarmac when you go off the plane in Eretz Israel. If there's tarmac, in the days there used to be tarmac when you got off the plane. So, what does it mean? Furthermore, says the Rambam Halacha Yud Aleph, Arbu Chachamim, Kala Sholchein be'Eretz Israel, Avonosav Mechulin. Whoever lives in Eretz Israel is Avonosav Mechulin. Is that halacha? Eat treif. Don't do anything right, but move to Eretz Israel. Is that the Rambam telling you halacha? Of course not. What is the clear goal of the Rambam? Rambam is telling us, yes, it's not a requirement, but it's a lowercase mitzvah that is the ideal place for a Jew. Unabashedly, the Rambam is telling us that is within the approach of halacha, it's not an absolute, but it's the ostensible ideal.
Based on that, I don't understand how you can take a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is to give a get when you divorce your wife, and say that because it's a nice thing to do, therefore you're mechuyev not to give it. You don't have
so,
to give it.
So within the Maran Ksubas, so the simple pshat is, the Mishnayos before that talk about, let's say he comes from St. Louis, Missouri, and she comes from Washington Heights. So the default is that they should move to his community. Doesn't mean it's a din, but the presumption in the marriage is that they're going to live in his community, or if they decide beforehand they're going to move in to her community, then they can divorce themselves, they can get divorced just for that. Meaning there are certain implicit presumptions that exist, even if it's not a requirement, that's enough to say you're now breaking the rules of our marriage. If they decide for some reason we're going to not Brach on Pesach. That's what they said under the chuppah, and then they decided to change it. So in theory, even though that's not in their eyes, or Rabbanon, it's a minhag, but there's certain hanachos they make, that's enough to say they can divorce. So it seems like there are certain things that are explicit, such as Brach or something like that, certain things that are implicit. Jews want to live in Israel. Husbands want to live in their own communities. So it's not that it's a requirement per se, but as long as it's a presumption, that's enough for the divorce. So whether the Ramban says it's a requirement or the Rambam that it's a general ideal would be enough to say that divorce can happen. Yes?
It's interesting. You hear the Rambam. That might be an establishment of the integrity of circumstance on many levels. In the Gemara Masechta Pasukim stuff, I don't see it here. In the Satna Levi Yolish title, who raised my father in Europe, I was very close with him.
But he
relied on the fact that we don't take the Iranian by force.
Correct.
However, the Gemara Masechta Taima stuff, the Balak and the Gemara, we have an essence of your marital therapist, of a Mipnei Ruach Ra. So because of the situation, in the development of the marriage, because it has a evidence on hate, and you have to, how a person responds to emergency, in the marriage, in the deeper levels of a marriage, we have a Hargasha Hadassah, so you have to be very, very careful as to what's going on. Because essentially speaking, although the male is in the cottage, if you have a circumstance that someone just cannot take the nature of political circumstance, Halacha Yud is the position of Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, the uncle of then Zelig Epstein and all these people. You know, the Satmar Rebbe in 48 did live there for a year with his daughter, but then...
I didn't know that.
But I'll keep quiet in a second. The mother the day in the Shulchanara, the chief of the Shepshiva Rebbe, Avram Bornstein, who Shmuel Bornstein, Sefer Shemuel Shmuel, you realize that this is a Derech HaChaim of the Jewish family unit. It doesn't belong in the other day, in my opinion. It belongs in every aspect that you have right here. So these are the, you have to sniff it out for the individualistic, each circumstance is custom made.
Beautiful. Well said. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful ha'ara. And just to add to the Rambam, Halachiyat Beis, the Rambam also tells us again, very uncharacteristic of the Rambam, three halachos that seem to be what we would call hashkafa. La'olam yodav Eretz Yisrael, adam Eretz Yisrael, fi l'irshu ruva akum. You should, in general, live in Israel, as opposed, even if it's mostly non-Jews, as opposed to America or somewhere else where there's mostly Jews. Is that a requirement? Not exactly, but the Rambam is telling us an overarching idea. I think it's clear in the Rambam. Four halachos that are mostly not halacha, but what we would call hashkafa. The Rambam has given us the message, it's a very significant Jewish ideal. The place a Jew belongs is in Israel. What if he can't be there? Okay, it's not a requirement in terms of mitzvah chiyuv, but in terms of mitzvah, that is the place that a person definitely belongs. The Rambam felt he couldn't do it, so he wasn't there either. He was buried in Tiberia, but he was unfortunately lived in Egypt most of his life. But the concept of the Rambam and the Ramban being so different. The Ramban says it's an absolute requirement, and the Rambam disagrees. Yeah, the Rambam might disagree in terms of the nitty-gritty level that it's not an absolute requirement, but the concept of all of us ideally being there, I think, was clear in the Rambam. In fact, one last point in the Rambam, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam quotes, not in the bold, right after the bold is over, whoever leaves Chutzaretz is as if he worships of Avodah Zarah. How does the Rambam know that? If you remember, because it says, I was forced out today from being under the canopy of Hashem's inheritance. Go worship other gods. Who's saying that? That's in one of the most emotional prokim in Tanakh. When David HaMelech is finally welcomed back by Shaul, after 20 prokim of being chased by Shaul, Shaul was somehow seized by Ruach Ra'ah, and thought that David was out to kill him, and Shaul chased David mercilessly, till eventually they reconciled. And Shaul says, I'm so sorry, David, please, you're welcome here. And David says, Shaul, thank you very much. Do you know how difficult it was? I was chased out from being in Eretz Yisrael. I went to worship other gods. Other gods, what does that mean? So Rashi jumps and tells us what that means is, if you live outside of Eretz Yisrael, such as David and Melech, into the land of the Plishtim, it's as if you are worshipping Avodah Zarah. It doesn't mean, God forbid, David HaMelech, Ne'im is Eretz Yisrael, worship other gods, but it means if you leave Eretz Yisrael, as the Rambam is telling us also, that's as if you're worshipping other gods. So on that, if you look at that Pasuk in Chumash, in Navi, Shmuel Aleph Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yotes, you'll see something phenomenal. Rashi says, as the Rambam, whoever leaves Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he's worshipping Avodah Zarah, but there is one phrase added. Rashi says, Beis Zayin Hei Beis. What's Beis Zayin Hei Beis? Bizman Ha Bayis. Times of the Beis HaMikdash. Now there's a question. Who's talking here? David HaMelech. David HaMelech, unfortunately, was never zochet to see
Beis HaMikdash.
There was a Mishkan. So Rashi says,
Kabanos.
There were Kabanos for sure. Beis Zayin Hei Beis. Bizman Ha Bayis might be the Mishkan. On the other hand, if you look at the most recent Mishros Tadolos, like for example the Ma'or, that's the red set, the beautiful red set of Chumash and Nach, they have Rashi without that phrase. Beis Zayin Hei Beis is not there. Seems there's two different Yersos within Rashi. Did Rashi write, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, if you live outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you worship Avodah Zarah? Did some other printer or some editor put in Beis Zayin Hei Beis without a bias to make the Jews not feel bad or to make for the censors? Or is that the real text of Rashi? Unfair. You have to look back in the Tisveyad. Was Rashi talking about always? Only Bizman HaBayis, then you'd have to say Bizman HaBayis even means Bizman HaMishkan, unclear. That's the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, so the end of the Sefer, that the Rambam quotes also. But the Rambam seems to say, no matter what, whoever leaves Eretz Israel is as if you're worshipping Avodah Zarah. So far we've diminished the wide gap that appears to be between the Ramban and the Rambam as far as mitzvah. Yes, might be mitzvah requirement or mitzvah inyan, but the concept is almost one and the same. The most notable dissent is quoted in Tosfos Ksuvos, source 8, from an opinion known as Rebbe Chaim Cohen, Talmud Muvach of Rebbe Tam, Bava Tosfos. On that Gemara, that says that a husband and wife should force each other, says Tosfos, first of all, two Kedushim. Number one, the opinion of Tosfos is that nowadays husbands and wives cannot force each other to move to Israel. Eino noy b'zman hazeh. Not a requirement nowadays. Why? Because it's very dangerous. So Tosfos seems to be saying, if there's a very serious danger that's going to exist, we understand that the default is no longer that they should move to Israel. That's Tosfos. But let's leave that aside for a minute. V'hayu Omer Rebbe Chaim. Rebbe Chaim Cohen used to say, the Achshav nowadays eino mitzvah odur be'eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs, Shemitah and Trumas and Maestros, many mitzvahs that are contingent upon living in Israel. And God forbid, many punishments. We're not able to withstand. So if we can't withstand those mitzvahs, all bets are off. No longer mitzvah to live in Eretz Israel. This opinion of Rebbe Chaim Cohen is widely quoted. Rebbe Chaim says, no requirement to live in Israel nowadays. So yes, Ramban, requirement. Rambam, pretty optional, but mandatory ideal. Rebbe Chaim seems to say, no requirement altogether. He says, black on white, eino mitzvah. That's what it seems. There's been a wealth of literature in this Rebbe Chaim. What do you mean, eino mitzvah nowadays? That's not Orthodox Judaism. It's too hard, you know. I understand it's ideal to go to shul on Shabbos, but come on, to walk to shul? We can drive. Chas v'shalom, that's not the Orthodox approach. One of the Yudim Likarim is that Torah doesn't change. So we say nowadays it's hard to do a mitzvah, therefore it's not a mitzvah? What's Rebbe Chaim saying? Very, very difficult to understand. What's pshat? So it seems, if you think about Rebbe Chaim, let's just hold up on questions so we can make sure to finish on time. If you think about Rebbe Chaim in its most pristine sense, Pasha pshat, although Rebbe Chaim seems to be vastly opposed to the Rambam and the Ramban, it's very possible it's almost one and the same. What Rebbe Chaim is saying is, yes, it's not an absolute requirement, but it's an ideal. But when you have ideals, the way you decide which ideal to follow is by making a general decision with the panorama of your life. On the one hand, it's an ideal. Jews are supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, Chas v'Shalom, there are many mitzvahs you're not going to keep if you don't move to Eretz Yisrael. And on the other hand, on the third hand, there are many other problems that you're going to encounter. Memela, the sum is that yes, it's an ideal, no different than the Rambam. But you can't do it because you're going to lose more than you're going to gain. In fact, if you're not necessarily so enthralled by that approach within the Rebbe Chaim, reading it the way I'm reading it, that it's not that he's saying it's not a mitzvah. He's just saying that it's an ideal, but ideals you have to assess with all your principles. Think with your knowledge of diktuk. The word mitzvah, mitzvah, it's come to say, is that zachar and nekeva. That is nekeva. So how should the Rebbe Chaim read? It should be, Omer Rebbe Chaim, Dachshav eina mitzvah. Now it is not a mitzvah. But what does Rebbe Chaim say? It was the way we have it in Tosfos. Achshav eino mitzvah.
Or eino mitzvah.
Ah, so eino mitzvah. All he's saying is, not that there's not a mitzvah per se. Mitzvah, again, we point out the word mitzvah can be sometimes reshus, sometimes it means requiring the entire mitzvah. So the word mitzvah is very hard to say. We use the term all the time. Al-Kamayshi, did you do a mitzvah today? What does mitzvah mean? So the concept is, eino mitzvah. It's not an absolute requirement because there are many things you're going to lose. Rebbe Chaim is just saying it's not an absolute thing. We must move about face to Israel. It has to be taken within the context of everything else that you have to do as a Jew. Not that there is no specific ideal. Eino mitzvah. You're not required to move to Israel because you're going to lose more than you're going to gain. And even if you don't like that reading, you say, really, it was a hey, just some of the printer forgot some of the ink. Eino mitzvah doesn't mean eino mitzvah, it's not a ideal. He just means it's not an absolute requirement because there are more things you're going to lose. Meaning we're taking the air out of this opinion of Rebbe Chaim as an absolute ideal. No idea, just living in chutzlar, it's laissez-faire. Whatever you want is fine. The concept just is, it's not a requirement, absolutely, because the concept is to be taken in concepts with other things that you need to do. I think that it seems to be a very possible reading of Rebbe Chaim.
It's a very strange approach. Usually the Indian is that to, yes, you want to be Mekayim Mitzvahs at Bleis Boretz. That's one of the reasons.
That's also true, right? Does that mean meaning what is Rebbe Chaim saying within the concept?
I mean, it's very unusual that they say, you know, don't go there, don't go in that direction because you're going to stumble over the mitzvahs at Bleis Boretz.
So correct. In fact, to enhance what you're saying, Chazan Hafu, what you're saying is that it's hard. Since what do you mean? Since it's hard, therefore we're not going to do it. So it's interesting from a historic and halachic perspective. The next source 9, is the Truma Sedeshin. Truma Sedeshin, Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, was an Ashkenazi Rishon living at the cusp of the period of the Baal Yitosos. He was really one of the late Rishonim. He's quoted in the Beis Yosef. He's still a Rishon, but he's one of the later Rishonim. But he was, you're able to see from the Truma Sedeshin, often what the general approach of Ashkenaz was. The Baal Yitosos were, of course, Ashkenaz. What the approach of Ashkenaz was, sometimes historically, sometimes based on Pesach Halacha, he was later. He had the advantage of quoting more through his eyes. We can come and see the perspective. So look in source 9, and we're going to read this both with a halakhic as well as historical eye. The Truma Sedeshin was asked in Simon Peches, or quotes a question that he made himself, Machashavtali Ode, Mialiyoscho Eretz Tzvi, Ir HaKodesh, Yibane, Mimher of Yemenu. You asked me, my Talmud, should I move to Eretz Israel, to Yerushalayim? I mitzvah hi ata? Is it a mitzvah or not? Skip to the bold. Dalecha, just know, bevadai, shevach gadol umayla yesh la'odom hador Eretz Yisrael. It's a phenomenally wonderful thing. Great praise for a person who's privileged to live in Eretz Yisrael. V'koshtein b'ir ha-kodesh. V'to'eles olam haba, gam olam hazeh. What a life it is in olam hazeh, being in Yerushalayim, being in Eretz Yisrael, and in olam haba. Says the transition, it's a phenomenal ideal. Mitzvah? No. Ideal. On the other hand, the Shema session tells us, Nebuch, there are very difficult situations. There are Arabs there, he talks about. There are Jews that were from the western lands that were not so favorable to the other Jews. I presume he means something like the Karoim or the Shomronim, other Jews that were pseudo-Jews. It's very hard. Education is non-existent there. It's very hard to really have a kibbutz, a group of Jews that are keeping Torah mitzvos. L'chein, he says in the end, in the bold, Kol ish, every person, yishayar ba'atzmo, should assess for himself, basavas gufo umamono, based on what he can attain, both physically as well as financially, be'eza derech yuchal lamod, what is the best way for him to withstand, yiras Hashem, uvishim mitzvosav, yiras shemayim, and keeping mitzvos, tizeh kol ha'adam. As Shlomo HaMelech told us and told us, that is the purpose of man. The one who has the most mitzvos is doing more of what Hashem wants. So says the translation, on the one hand, shevach gadol amayla yesh. It's a great ideal. On the other hand, you have to look and assess how is it going to impact your overall avodas Hashem. I'm not saying it's a raya, this is Rebbe Chaim's approach, but it's very intriguing. On the one hand, you see that historically the translation is saying how hard it is to be in Israel. It's physically, spiritually difficult. It might actually cause it to be more difficult to do mitzvos on the one hand. On the other hand, it's an ideal. So the Shemesh Neshon is telling us, Shevach Gadol is an ideal, therefore try to assess what's going to be the sum, the end of your life. Was it better for you in Avodas Hashem or worse for you in Avodas Hashem? Again, it's not a raya, this Rebbe Chaim's approach, but I don't think it's so far to say that this concept, what I'm seeing as the middle level, Ramban is an absolute requirement. Rambam, it's an ideal, is not such a difficult thing to say, even Rebbe Chaim. The Ashkenazic approach also was that it's an ideal. One should be there, but you have to assess it based on the other mitzvot that you can do. So even though Rebbe Chaim, the most marginal approach, no mitzvah to be in Israel, doesn't mean no mitzvah, it means yes. There's no absolute requirement, but an ideal for all of us to be there seems to be that is even the approach of Rebbe Chaim Cohen, Baal HaTosfos, as again is suggested by the Ashkenazic approach of the Shemesh Neshon. Shevach Gadol, it's a great praise, but you have to assess how it's going to impact your Avodas Hashem. Before we close, what about the last position, source 10? I'd say, by and large, one of the reasons that there is such a successful Jewish population in the diaspora, Bizman Hazeh, is either the approach of Rav Moshe Feinstein, source 10, or Habayim Mikolcho. It's the general approach. I'd say mainstream Orthodox Jewry has taken the approach of Rav Moshe, either knowledge of Rav Moshe or not. Rav Moshe was asked, what about living in Eretz Yisrael nowadays? To an extent, it would be nice if, like you pointed out in the days of the Shem Yishmoel, Davde Nezer, it was discussed, but you know, came to a head much more in the 40s and 50s. The Jews actually could leave Israel pretty easily. They asked Rav Moshe, "Nu, what's the halacha? Should a person be in Israel or not?" Source 10, it was very she loscham yesh mitzvah achshav radu v'eretz Yisrael k'haramban. Is there a mitzvah to live in Israel like the Ramban? Or to Rebbe Chaim? The Ramban it's a chiyuv. Rebbe Chaim seems to say it's not. The ain't a mitzvah b'zman hazeh. So look at Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe itself seems to be a conundrum. Hine, Rov HaPostrim Savri Du Mitzvah. Most postrim say, indeed, it's a mitzvah to be in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah. Rov Postrim. But says that Rav Moshe of Apashut, She'ein Zeh Bizman Hazeh Mitzvah Chiyuvis. It's not a requirement, She'al HaGuf, that's on the body. It's a requirement, Yom Tein, Hayam HaMeila Nimsa, it would come out, She'asur Ladur B'Chutzaretz, you couldn't live in Chutzaretz, Mishum Shehu Over Al Mitzvah Saseh. You're violating Mitzvah Saseh. Says Rav Moshe, if you'd say that it's an absolute requirement, it's like I put on dalet kantos and don't put on tzitzis. We can't do that. You mean to say it's a violation of a biblical requirement? Says Rav Moshe, on the one hand, yes, most postim, not marginal, most postim say it's a mitzvah, but they don't mean it's an absolute chiyuv to be there. Rather, says Rav Moshe, it's a mitzvah. What does that mean? Rav Moshe continues a little bit on, but it's hard to understand what he means exactly. What does Rav Moshe say? It's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah rishus. It's an optional idea. There was a boy from Brooklyn named Howie Gluck, Zvi Gluck, in the 1970s, was taken by a trip he went on to Eretz Yisrael and decided that he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. He went to Merkaz Harav for many years and became enthralled, in love with Eretz Yisrael. In his 20s, he wrote a small sefer, Ayelos HaShachar, in which he discusses his Rav Moshe. He is very bothered by the Rav Moshe from a halakha perspective. He says, what does this mean? We don't have mitzvot that are sort of touchy-feely, either a requirement or not a requirement. What do you mean it's a mitzvah? On the other hand, it's not exactly a mitzvah, it's a good idea. What does that mean? Either it's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. We don't have mitzvah that are, it's not a chiyuv. What does this mean? So, unfortunately, Zvi Gluck, he had turned his love for Eretz Yisrael. One Shabbos in Hebron was in one of the houses near Beit Hadassah in Hebron and was shot at with five other boys from that were there just for Shabbos, and he was zocha to be Nishra Kiddush Hashem in Hebron. And posthumously, they published his small sefer, his Trentris. It was translated recently into English. And they asked Rav Moshe for Hasdama. So he quotes that he's upset about Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva here. And then they asked Rav Moshe, look, he tries to bring riots against you. Can you give Hasdama to his sefer? So Rav Moshe in his Reda Nava writes, it's very beautiful. It's a big zechus to publish the sefer, especially a person who is nifted al kiddush Hashem. I'm still not changing. I think I'm right. That it's not a mitzvah, but not a chiyum. So Rav Moshe unfortunately doesn't clarify. Rav Moshe says that in his Chidushim to Ptubus, he's Marich. It's hard to see what Rav Moshe really is saying. What does he mean? So Rav Moshe, this is the tshuva that most people rely on, whether they know it or not, for being in Chutz Laretz. It's not a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, but it's still an ideal. What does that mean? It seems that Rav Moshe's point is exactly the point we were saying within the Rambam and Rav Chaim. Mitzvah means it is an ideal Jewish position. The place all of us ideally should be is in Eretz Israel. That's what Rav Moshe means, mitzvah. Yes, if you go there, you're mekayim mitzvah. It's a bit inyan to be there. That's the ideal. Mitzvah, not requirement, but mitzvah, that's where we should be. On the other hand, says the Rav Moshe at the very end, v'keimish in a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not an absolute requirement. Yesh v'adei l'schashev v'chashev Rav Chaim v'tosfos. You should try to keep in mind Rav Chaim's approach. Im yuchol yizar mitzvah tzotzot yizbaretz. You try to ask yourself, well, what's good for the Jews or bad for the Jews? If the chinuch, if the other situations are not as ideal in Eretz Israel, what is my ideals in Eved Hashem? So, although Rav Moshe gets a lot of press as far as being the one who says you don't need, it's not a mitzvah altogether, or there's no chiyuv, I think really Rav Moshe is ambiguous, but his concept is no different than the Rambam, no different than Rav Chaim itself. Rav Moshe is saying it is a mitzvah, meaning the default position of the Jews is to be in Israel, but it's not an absolute requirement. What it means is you have to look as a sincere Eved Hashem, where is the most ideal place to be. So although it seems that there really are is a panorama in halacha, the Ramban would say requirement, and others would say no need to go, it seems in reality there's really only two major positions. It seems, we've simplified them, two approaches. The Ramban's approach, requirement. You should go if you can, unless you're an anus. On the other hand, the Rambam and Rav Chaim Cohen and Rav Moshe seems to say, yes, the ideal place a Jew should be is in Israel. But if a person can't, because it's going to make his avodas Hashem suffer, then a person should not. Mitzvah, yes. Inyan, yes. Not absolute requirement. That seems to be the two different approaches that exist. It's hard to know. But they sometimes point out, you know, it's a shame, a little bit sarcastically, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 mitzvahs. It would be nice if he gave us 613 chumros, because sometimes a mitzvah is hard for us to do. And an inyan, oh, there's a big inyan. I hear there's an inyan to this, an inyan to that. Oh, I want to be machmir. Sometimes it's easier to be machmir and chumros than to be Mekayim Mitzvos. There's a person who I know only by his writings, a person who was successful in business here in the five towns, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael to Kiruv, named Michael Kaufman. He wrote a book a few years ago in which he wrote about his struggle moving to Eretz Yisrael or not. And he wrote, for many years, he and his friends relied on this Rav Moshe. Whether they knew it or not, their discussion was, you know, it's not such a requirement. And he said to himself one day, you know what, if I have an esrog, I have two esrogim in the store, I'll try to buy the $80, $180, the fancier esrog, because I try to do mitzvos behidr. So what if it's only an inyan? You know what? The Ramban says it's requirements. Others say it's an inyan. What am I doing here in five towns? And he flipped himself up and moved to Eretz Yisrael. So there's what to be said on the one hand for the concept of the Rambam as being an inyan. On the other hand, it's a serious issue that all of us should grapple with. So the concept we've seen that on the one hand, according to the Ramban requirement, according to what seems to be disparate views, the Tzad HaShava, both in the Rambam, as well as Rav Chaim, and then later in Rav Moshe Feinstein, is that, yes, it's an ideal, we should all be zocha to, is it something which each person can do, that's their own shikha ladas, but it seems that no one's saying it's not a mitzvah at all, aside from the Megillas Esther, even the Rambam's approach, as well as the Rav Chaim and Rav Moshe, that's an inyan, which person has to take into account to the rest of his avodas Hashem. We should be zocha bezvah Hashem, that this entire idea is not nodeya, because everyone agrees that b'vias Mashiach Tzatenu is zocha to move to Eretz Yisrael, zechi of deraisa, b'mheira, b'yameinu.
Hi. Larry Schaefer, Toby's father.
Oh, Shalom, nice to meet you.
In fact, there's another guy. I grew up in Gilan Hills. Your father was a
dentist. That's sure, yeah, he's still there. So, look at that, really. Where'd you grow up?
Shimon's two blocks down to the Park Rebbe. In fact, my father's wife, Cronenberg, played regularly to your father.
Really? Look at that. Wow. Very nice. Have not been.
You saw me texting. I was sending a picture of you and a shear to my wife.
Thank you very much.